Many trade shows are held in the Washington, D.C. area. Jewelry, cars, electronics, and other industries have shown their products and services in the past. But recently, Washington was home to a trade show representing a new industry. New, that is, to the legal sales world. The Comfy Tree Cannabis Academy held a marijuana trade show just 2 days after the city legalized use of the drug. Industry representatives demonstrated smoking equipment and marijuana plant growing systems. Some even gave business advice about what supporters hope will be a successful industry. It is still a violation of federal law to possess marijuana. And Washington, D.C. law still does not permit sales of the drug. For these reasons, the trade show did not feature marijuana itself. But there were new small businesses with products designed to grow the plant or use it. All tickets for the 2-day event were sold out. Keith Carey was among the attendees.
I love marijuana, so it's best to find out what everyone is starting to do for it.
People in their 20s came to the show. The oldest attendees were in their 70s. Many came just because they were curious, like David Jackson.
I was just interested in sort of what comes with this sort of new legislation in the past to sort of take advantage of the new freedom that we have.
Manufacturers demonstrated things like lighting systems and planters. Eric DeFeo showed his seedling planter called Root. He said it was designed to grow vegetables inside a house or other structure.
We really didn't start getting traction with this product until it was, you know, suggested that you can use this for cannabis.
In Washington, it is now legal to grow up to 6 marijuana plants at home. David DeGraff is the owner of the Grow School in Colorado. He told the show's visitors about his online classes to teach marijuana growing.
How to set up their grow rooms properly, how to water and fertilize, how to solve problems.
Users who want to know more about the many kinds of marijuana can turn to free computer application software from the online service Leafly. Its co-founder, Cy Scott, said the most popular kind of plant is called Blue Dream.
It's a pretty readily available strain, and it also is one that doesn't really put you to sleep like so many do, so people really like it.
But how can you know if your marijuana is safe to use? Businessman Teron Gray has a machine that can tell you. For a payment, he will test marijuana for its potency and dangerous chemicals, like pesticides. And he will bring the machine to you.
And I'll take my machine to wherever residence or wherever you want to be at for me to test your cannabis.
Chris Wrights owns Scentless, a business based in Maryland. He sells air purifiers for marijuana.
We've designed filters for the indoor gardens and tents that will remove 100% of the odor so you can grow discreetly.
Visitor Katie I says she is considering a career change after seeing all the products at the show.
There are plenty of business things like here that are of interest. Lots of marketing opportunities, sales for the future.
I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story. Curious, adjective, having a desire to learn or know more about something or someone. Advantage, noun, something, such as a good position or condition, that helps to make someone or something better or more likely to succeed than others. Potency, noun, the strength or effectiveness of something. Pesticide, noun, a chemical that is used to kill harmful animals or insects. Odor, noun, a smell. Are you surprised by the changes in marijuana laws in the United States? Do you think the drug should be legal? Post your thoughts in the comments section.